This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has ruled out any third-party mediation between India and Pakistan, reiterating that New Delhi's dealings with Islamabad will be strictly bilateral. Talking to media on the sidelines of an event in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said, India has made it clear that the only thing which remains to be discussed with Pakistan is the vacating of illegally occupied Indian territory in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir.
Our relations, our dealings with them will be strictly bilateral. That is a national consensus for many years, and there is absolutely no change. Pakistan has a list of terrorists who need to be handed over. They have to shut down the terrorist infrastructure. We are prepared to discuss with them what is to be done on terrorism. Those are the talks which are feasible.
The External Affairs Minister stressed that the Indus Waters Treaty will continue to be held in abeyance until cross-border terrorism by Pakistan is credibly and irrevocably stopped. On cessation of firing and military action between India and Pakistan, Dr. Jaishankar elaborated that New Delhi had sent a message to Islamabad that only terrorist infrastructure is being targeted and asked the Pak military not to interfere. However, he said, Pakistan chose to ignore the advice. Earlier, speaking at the inauguration of the Embassy of Honduras in New Delhi, Dr. S. Jaishankar said the economic engagements between India and Honduras in the last 3 decades have grown steadily, with bilateral trade reaching more than $300 million. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a conversation with acting Afghan Foreign Minister Maulvi Amir Khan Mutaki yesterday and appreciated his condemnation of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Dr. Jaishankar welcomed his firm rejection of recent attempts to create distrust between India and Afghanistan through false and baseless reports. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said the Prime Minister Narendra Modi has redefined India's policy against terrorism and any attack on Indian soil will be considered as an act of war. He termed Operation Sindoor as the biggest action taken by India against terrorism in the history and a testament to the nation's commitment to go to any extent to eliminate the menace. Addressing the troops at Army's 15 Corps Badami Bagh cantonment, he commended the Indian Armed Forces for their valour, bravery and meticulous work while executing Operation Sindoor. The government has revoked the security clearance of Turkish ground handling firm Celebi Airport Services India Private Limited with immediate effect. In an order issued, the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security said that the decision was taken in the interest of national security. The security clearance for this company had been approved by the BCAS Director General in November 2022. Celebi Aviation provides passenger handling, flight operations, cargo and postal services, as well as management of aerobridges and warehouses services at airports across 9 cities including Delhi, Mumbai, Bengaluru, Hyderabad, Goa, Cochin and Kannur. In compliance with the directive from BCAS, Delhi International Airport Limited has formally ended its association with Celebi entities responsible for ground handling and cargo operations at IGR Airport. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that India has set a new global benchmark by striking terrorism with precision while upholding the vision of peace. He emphasized that terrorism is no longer a concern of a single nation, but a threat to global security. Speaking at the inauguration of the Bhairav Singh Shekhawat Smriti Pustakala in Jaipur last evening, the Vice President said that for the first time, India carried out precise strikes on Jaish-e-Mohammed and Lashkar-e-Taiba hideouts across international borders and the world did not demand proof. This was a clear demonstration of India's rising power and global standing. Delhi Police's IFSO unit has busted an international syndicate running a digital arrest scam and recovered over 2 crore rupees. The police said that the con men impersonated as officials from the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India and the Maharashtra Police. The fraudsters duped the victim by falsely claiming that several FIRs had been registered against him and threatened with arrest. India's 2-time Olympic medalist and reigning world champion in javelin throw, Neeraj Chopra, will participate in his first Diamond League meet of the season in Doha, Qatar, today. Neeraj will be hoping to give his best in Doha as he will have a break after that because of the cancellation of the NC Classics 2025, which he was organizing in association with World Athletics and the Athletics Federation of India in Bengaluru on May 24. So Doha will be his first big meet of the month where he will face top stars. And that is the end of this news bulletin.